Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif on Tuesday underscored the importance of affordable electricity and agricultural growth for the country's self-reliance, directing the authorities concerned to expedite work on the Dimirbasha Dam by removing all bottlenecks. Chairing a high-level meeting on water resources and the construction of the Dimirbasha Dam, the Prime Minister said the development of large-scale water infrastructure was essential to enhance storage capacity, ensure irrigation supply, and mitigate the impact of floods. He emphasized that national self-sufficiency was closely tied to an effective system of water management and energy production, which required timely completion of projects like the Dimirbasha Dam. The meeting was attended by Federal Ministers Ahsan Iqbal, Engineer Amir Muqam, Azam Nazir Tarar, and Moeen Watu, Advisor to the Prime Minister Rana Sonala, Chief Minister of Gilgit-Baltistan Gulbar Khan, and other senior officials. Read more: Prime Minister Shehbaz ready for talks with India on water, trade. Earlier, while addressing a peace jirga in Peshawar, the Prime Minister reiterated Pakistan's right to every drop of water in line with the Indus Water Treaty, and announced plans to store water in key projects such as the Dimirbasha and Dasu dams. He said a decision on the water issue would be made by inviting all four provinces for discussions on how to increase water reserves so that India's malicious designs are buried. Tensions between India and Pakistan over the Indus Waters Treaty escalated following the Pahalgam attack in Indian illegally occupied Jammu and Kashmir, Eotk, which India blamed on Pakistan without presenting evidence, a claim Islamabad categorically rejected, calling instead for an independent investigation. India, however, opted to heighten tensions by unilaterally suspending the Indus Waters Treaty and closing the Wagah Atari border crossing. In response, Pakistan hinted at suspending the 1972 Simla Agreement. The confrontation intensified dramatically on May 6 to 7, when India launched a cross-border attack on Pakistan, leading to the most serious military clash between the two nuclear-armed neighbors in decades. Dozens were killed before diplomacy prevailed and a U.S.-brokered ceasefire was announced.